It amazes me how good questions lead so naturally to good answers, and how beautiful questions lead to even better answers. When we open ourselves to the things we don't know, we've opened the doors to discovery and wonder and greater understanding. I'm Scott Lennox, and you're listening to The Beautiful Question, a consideration of things that matter every day. 500 years ago, the artist Michelangelo had a personal motto that kept him growing. Ancora imparo translates from Latin to mean I'm still learning. Step by small step, he grew into the artist and the person he became. Join me this week as we consider new ways to grow and effective steps we can take to get there. Stay with me. Though I've been actively drawing and painting for more than 20 years, and though I now live in my own studio and am paid quite well for my work, I know there are wide gaps in my art education, most of which has been self-directed. To remedy that, I've begun filling in those gaps by going back to the basics. Following time-honored practices, I'm taking myself through an extended series of lessons and exercises that are much like those I'd be required to perform were I to attend one of the finer art academies in Florence or Rome. Step by step, line by draw line, brushstroke by brushstroke as I go through them, I can feel and see the progress I'm making. As I continue completing each exercise, each drawing, and each painting, I'm confident my knowledge and skills will grow in the ways other artists have grown before me. I'll do everything I can to follow my personal vision until I reach it and exceed it. I remind myself that even Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci and Georgia O'Keeffe started as beginners. In one of my earliest podcasts, I pointed out that none of us arrived all at once to where we are in our lives. We got here step by step. One decision, one event, one experience at a time, we grew into who and what we are, sometimes failing over and over, if it was failing, before we began to figure things out. If we're intentional about it, we never stop learning and growing. Why should we? Think about the number of things you've done today without stopping to analyze each action. More than likely, you didn't analyze them or think about them at all. Whatever they were, however complex, you just did them, carrying them out in ways that felt natural and organic. That was possible because you began learning things the day you were born, and the things you learned grew into what you now know and can do. Step by step, you learn to walk. And now, without thinking about it, you go where you want to go. Step by step, you learned how to read and do arithmetic and wash the dishes and drive a car and operate the device you're using to listen to this. Now, you hardly give a single thought to any of those things. You do them effortlessly. That being so, what would you like to learn next? And in what ways would you like to grow yourself and grow your life? In what ways would you like to live more expansively? People tell me all the time that they're not artistic and can't draw a straight line. Somewhere along the way, they convince themselves that it's true. But how do they possibly know whether it's true or not if they don't allow themselves to go through the early efforts, including failures and restarts, and keep going? And for the record, when it comes to drawing straight lines, that's what rulers and straight edges are for. So whether it's about learning to draw or fly airplanes or bake the perfect popover, I invite you not to edit or hold back as I ask what new things you want to learn or accomplish. However remote or far-fetched they may seem to you now, can you really afford to keep telling yourself that you can't or that those things are beyond your reach? Will you even come close to doing them if you don't give yourself the freedom to grow into them? We both know the answers to those questions. This week's beautiful questions are about giving yourself permission to get out of your own way and grow in the ways you find the most meaningful. I look forward to hearing your responses. Question one, what are your heart and mind calling you to do or accomplish next? What are your heart and mind calling you to do or learn or accomplish next? Question two, what thoughts, what have you been telling yourself that blocks you from doing what you want? What have you been telling yourself, what have you been thinking that keeps you from doing what you want? And finally, question three, what new thoughts and what simple and repeatable steps will get you moving in that direction? What can you think and what simple steps can you take that will move you in the direction you want to go? Write and tell me where your considerations take you, and welcome to your fuller life. As I say each time, my light with your light. I'm happy we can engage this way as we consider things that matter and what to do about them. If nothing else, I hope you feel inspired to look more deeply at ways of caring for yourself. You can be further inspired by visiting my friends at Cosmos Journal. That's K-O-S-M-O-S Journal. Their mission is to inform, inspire, and engage global transformation in harmony with all life. You can easily find them online at cosmosjournal.org. And at thebeautifulquestion.com, you can read the illustrated transcript of each podcast as you listen. We've also included an archive of all previous podcasts, including guided relaxation audios that can help you practice letting go on a daily basis. If you find these podcasts useful, I encourage you to share them and tell others about them. That's a great way of helping me get a voice of calm and collaboration and balance and encouragement out into the world. It's a great way of helping spread peace. I'm Scott Lennox, and this has been The Beautiful Question. The Beautiful Question is a One Light production, written, produced, and engineered by Scott Lennox at Heart Rock Studios in Fort Worth, Texas, as a way of paying forward to life, being fully present, becoming better engaged with things that truly matter in a complex world, and committing to a healthier future for all of us. It would be utterly impossible for us to stop learning or growing, especially given the immense stability of the gifts we've been given every single day, gifts we couldn't possibly have dreamt or predicted or envisioned, gifts we once would have thought to be only in the realm of fantasy, yet here they are. And how amazing to know that our so-called failures haven't been failures at all. Instead, there were chances to keep learning and keep reminding ourselves that it's just paint as we add another layer and then another and perhaps another to this broad canvas we call life. Just now, I'm thinking of the blessing of letting go into the flow of what is and the added blessing of choosing to end judgment and blame and criticism and pressure. Instead, we can delight in the freedom of acceptance and the peace of dancing and resting in that place that is beyond measure or demand or expectation. Perhaps the best way to step forward, or half step forward, is to take that half step and stay present, letting go into that moment. I love when that happens.